This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. We got a lot to get into here on this Wednesday. We are down to three shows left of the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Wednesday, Thursday, and Monday. Get it in while you can. Okay, you can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM channel 375. You got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. What a difference 24 hours can make, right? Just yesterday, it was an entire rumor. It was a thought. It was a question. It was an idea. It was acknowledged by the Miami Dolphins and their head coach, Mike McDaniel, that Tua Tagovailoa would get benched. Well, he got benched. It sucks for him. Dolphins got rid of another defensive player. I guess they said, hey, let's see what we got for the future. Last night, speaking of 24 hours, less than 24 hours ago, the New York Knicks, they walked away with a championship. No, not an NBA title, the NBA Cup title. They're back to work tomorrow night against the Indiana Pacers. Congratulations, the Knicks actually won something. Puka Nacua, I think that he might be getting a fine coming up. He absolutely destroyed the NFL refs on a live stream. I think he may have a fine coming from the league, okay? One of the best wide receivers in the game. Speaking of wide receivers, A.J. Brown, it's being rumored that he might get the boot in the offseason. Is an A.J. Brown trade coming? And speaking of trades, I mean, we know there's going to be changes in Miami to talk about Tua and Tyreek Hill and everything going on. Josh Moser is going to join us from WSVN 7 News down in Miami. We'll get the 411. We'll get all the information on what the heck is going on with the Miami Dolphins. Adam Silver talks expansion. And how about this? It's going to be the last top six list here on this Infinity Sports Network. Man, I've been doing a top six list before I ever did radio, so it ain't going nowhere for me, but it's going somewhere for this place, okay? The top six list. Giving you a top six list of some of my favorite interviews over the years. Some of these you have heard on the Infinity Sports Network. Some of these interviews you may have heard or watched elsewhere online. They're all available. I'm going to tell you about some of my favorite interviews. I'm going to walk you through some of my favorite interviews, some of my favorite conversations. I mean, I've spoke to so many people. Damn it, the only person I probably have never spoken to is Michael Jordan. And what a shock that is, right? NBC is paying him a crap ton of money, and he's sitting down in the same shoes and shirt and pants to conduct interviews that he sat down for maybe 20 minutes, and they chopped it up into little itty-bitty pieces. So, yeah, Michael Jordan's about the only guy worth a damn that I've never spoken to. I've had some great interactions with plenty of athletes over the past, I don't know, damn, 16, 17 years now, so it's a lot of fun. Anyway, if you want to be a part of the show, get it in while you can. Three more left. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. If you use the internet where I started the JR Sport Brief Show, you can find me there. You can find me everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. Just go ahead. You can Google it. Punch it in on Twitter. You can punch it in on Facebook, on Instagram. And soon to be TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, X, Twitter, MySpace, all of the things is at JR Sport Brief. Damn, kind of sad. We were sitting here yesterday talking about Tua's job. Now Tua has been told, sit down. We don't want you to have a job right now. Tua Tagovailoa has been told, you're not good enough. You can't get the job done. You probably saw that debacle on Monday Night Football as the Steelers went over the Dolphins 28-15. Tua didn't do anything until the fourth quarter when the game was out of reach. Tua is having a terrible season, leading the NFL with 15 interceptions. And then you got his head coach, Mike McDaniel, telling everybody, listen, folks, I need a quarterback with conviction. I need a quarterback who can feel it in his bones. I need a quarterback who's going to lead the offense. And, well, look, Tua has led the league in saying dumbass things this season, okay? Probably the most standout thing is admitting to the general public in a media scrum, well, not a media scrum, a press conference, that he's not as good as Josh Allen. And that Josh Allen could do things that he cannot do. Like, I don't know, win in the cold weather? We know that, bro. We know you can't win in the cold weather. Tua Tagovailoa can't win a damn game. Has yet to win a game in temperatures below 40 degrees. What else can't Tua Tagovailoa do? No, Tua Tagovailoa, he can't win. That's why he's getting the boot to the bench. Mike McDaniel, I mean, he was on the hot seat earlier this season. I guess he's going to keep his job. Mike McDaniel talked about telling Tua, we don't need you right now.
It was, you know, a tough conversation, but also I think he exhibited what makes him a captain and a leader on this team, as he understood what that, you know, means for his contribution to the team and how he's going to help, you know, Quinn prepare for his first start. So, you know, I think he displayed leadership skills by understanding, but as a competitor, you know, it's tough.
Leadership skills, not pitching a fit, understanding that you suck, understanding that you need to do better, understanding it's a competition, understanding that if you don't carry your weight, then somebody else is going to come through. This Dolphins team is 6-8. Okay, and it's not just all the injury of Tyreek Hill that dragged them down. Tyreek Hill was a whole pain in the ass himself before his knee and his leg exploded, okay? By the way, Tyreek Hill, he wasted no time in posting a vague emoji. He has no money guaranteed next year with the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins could tell him, see ya, and they don't got to worry about him. We know he's gone. Today, he posted a peace out emoji when the news came through. So make of that what you will. His ass is going to be gone too. That's just about guaranteed. And we're going to get into Quinn Ewers, because Zach Wilson did not get the starting job. Miami Dolphins apparently want to see what Quinn Ewers can do on the NFL level. We've seen what Zach Wilson can do, and let's just say it's not all that damn great. But forget the quarterbacks for a second, the other ones. Let's hear from Tua Tagovailoa. How did you feel about being benched? Of course it sucks.
Naturally, I'd say I'm disappointed. I think it's normal. It's a normal human emotion. But, you know, outside of that, I got to do my part. My role here right now is to help whoever the quarterback is going to be for this team, to lead this team, help in whatever way I can, you know, to help the team win this game on Sunday.
What did Mike say to you?
We just had a brief conversation about changing the quarterback.
What was your reaction at that point?
Disappointed. I mean, I'm not happy about it, but, you know, something out of my control.
It's something out of – no, it is in your control. There was a lot that was under your control. You just weren't good enough for them to keep you on a football field. That's it. It's really that damn simple. In life, there are the things that you can control, and there are the things that you cannot control. It's really that simple. You got to be able to take care of the things that you can do. So when things go bad, when things go awry, you got something that you could bounce back from, because yeah, life is like a roller coaster. It ain't going to just take you to your destination. It's going to go up and down and spin around. Okay? Tua, he's been knocked out. He's been spun around. He's been beat up. And now his ass has been told to sit down. So, yeah, rejection hurts. Shout outs to Teddy Pendergrass. God bless his soul. One of my favorite musicians of all time. Bachi, you love Teddy Pendergrass, don't you? You love him.
Teddy Bears, Teddy Roosevelt. I've heard the name. I don't know the music.
Okay. It's so good loving somebody when somebody loves you back. Tua is understanding, and right now the Dolphins don't love him. Even though they owe him a crap ton of money, he is guaranteed $55 million next season. And if they want to give him the boot, the Miami Dolphins are going to have to eat up a whole lot of money just to tell him goodbye. That's going to be an expensive divorce. And anybody who's ever been divorced, well, you probably know a thing or two about, money eating into things. So Tua Tagovailoa is going to have a seat. And we're going to see Quinn Ewers. Now, the last time in any extensive format that I talked about Quinn Ewers was about Arch Manning. The fact that Quinn Ewers, who could barely stay healthy in college, especially at Texas, Ohio State, regardless of where the hell he was, there was always something that was going to happen. And I've always wanted Quinn Ewers to get the hell up one out the way so we could see Arch. Well, we now saw Arch play this year, certainly developed, stopped throwing interceptions as the year went on. Arch looked better as the year went on, and Quinn Ewers has been studying. He's been waiting. He's been running the scout teams in practice. But Quinn Ewers is going to get the start over Zach Wilson, who has more experience. Yeah, experience being bad in the NFL. Ask the New York Jets. He has experience barely with the Denver Broncos, and now he's backing up here in Miami. Quinn Ewers, why the hell did Quinn Ewers get this start over Zach Wilson? Listen to Mike McDaniel explain why it's Quinn and not Tua or even Zach.
You know, I think I don't trivialize, seasons, games. This 2025 team needed me to make the decision solely for what gives us the best chance to win. That includes all players. I understand the pros and cons of, all the different formats of way I play this out, but I need convicted quarterback play. This team needs convicted quarterback play. I thought Quinn gave us the best chance to do that, and that's why I did it.
That's why I did what he did. He convicted quarterback play. So maybe the team doesn't believe in Zach Wilson. Maybe Zach Wilson's still in practice, even though, these guys can't beat the living hell out of each other in practice. Maybe, just maybe, Zach Wilson is still out there throwing around interceptions. That's a possibility. And so for these next three games, who the hell knows? The Miami Dolphins season, whatever the hell is left, is just going to be a massive petri dish. The Cincinnati Bengals are up next. I mean, they're another sad sack NFL team. You got Joe Burrow having to explain that, I don't plan on retiring. I don't plan on leaving. Yeah, everybody thinks about maybe playing for another team. But, Joe Burrow is being Mr. Miserable, okay? You got Tampa Bay on their way to the postseason. Probably, maybe, likely, maybe not. And then you got New England. They're definitely in the postseason. Confirmed, they're set up already. The Miami Dolphins might as well be in a lab. Put a dash of this here, a dash of that there. Maybe they're baking a cake. Maybe better than a lab analogy. They're trying to see what tastes good. Because we know what Tua tastes like. Well, let me get the hell up on out of that. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Maybe the Petri dish was a better analogy than understanding what Tua tastes like. I don't know. I know what he looks like. He looks like trash. He's not good. Not now. Not for a guy making $55 million. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Good luck to Quinn Ewers, man. Good luck to that guy. Dan is here from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Dan?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, JR. I just want to call and thank you for everything. I stumbled onto you when it was with CBS Sports 3 years ago. I was in a hospital. And ever since then, I've listened to you almost daily. I enjoy your top six lists, all your producers. It's almost, I don't know how to say this, it's like a friend I never met.
Oh, that's
I'm going to miss you guys, and I hope that everyone finds their, how do I want to say, their future, and their can find work. And I just appreciate the hell out of you, JR.
Well, thank you so much.
I'm going to miss you.
Well, thank you so much, Dan. I'm not going anywhere. The station is going somewhere, but I'm sure if you listen hard enough, you'll be able to find me pretty easy in a couple of places, okay?
Yeah, I'll be looking for you, JR. So
hey,
anyway,
you use Google, right? Google. Okay, all right, Dan. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Google, yes. What? Say that again.
I said, do you use Google?
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah. So if you use Google, just Google JR Sport Brief. I'm not an easy person to find or not a difficult person to reach. Okay, Dan?
Okay. Thank you, right, JR. Thank you.
Shout outs to Dan for calling from Wisconsin. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. What do we got here? Let's see. We got Brent. He's calling from Illinois. You're on the JR Sport Brief show. What's up, Brent?
Oh, hello, JR. Great to talk with you, and I'm so sad. It's such a bittersweet moment for me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brent. I'm my pilot. What do you want me to do? Who's you want me to kick somebody's ass?
Oh, no. Okay. I'm also, no, I just really, I thought, I was getting confused when you said this is going to be it for the next couple of days. Is it for the year, or is this entire?
Oh, no, Brent, the station is disappearing off the face of the earth. Okay. It's going to be a whole brand new station, Brent.
Okay.
Yeah, so you got me today, tomorrow, and Monday, and it's curtains after that.
Okay. I feel the same sentiments as the last caller. I'll look for you on Google. You were the great friend that I've never met, and I really love you, JR. I just really do.
The feeling is mutual. Well, I'm sure you'll be hearing the Sport Brief name on the news station in some way, shape, or form. So just pay attention closely, okay?
We'll do. Happy holidays to your family. And, you were great memories with you, JR.
All right, well, I'm not dying. I'm not going anywhere. This is actually a good thing, some of the things that are getting ready to happen. So just maybe not for you, but for me. But pay attention, Brent. And I'll be here, like I said, I will be here Thursday, and I will also be here on Monday, okay?
Okay, no, I mean, yeah, I'm sure you're going to be around everything, but right now it's unknown for me. You know, it's just unknown, at the moment. That's all.
Man, no doubt about it. Thank you, Brent. I appreciate you for calling up from Illinois. Thank you so much. Well, one thing I know for sure, on the news station at this time, you can go ahead and check out Pat Boyle. Shout outs to Pat. I know he'll be here dropping some knowledge and information with his new host. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Rashawn is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, what's going on, JR?
What it is?
Hey, not much, man. So I just heard there's going to be some changes and everything. So, man, wish you luck with everything moving forward.
Thank you.
And definitely try to call in Monday, man. I'm trying to try my luck to be your last caller, you know, you talk to on that Monday. So.
Uh-oh. Okay. All right. Okay. We'll see.
Yeah, man. But before I get to the Ravens, man, real quick, man, my Cowboys, man, you know, once again, they duped me and fooled me and had me thinking they was on to something special this year when they went on that 3-game winning streak against with the Raiders, Eagles, and then that big win on Thanksgiving, man, against the Chiefs. So I thought, as every other Cowboys fan, it was going to be our year, you know, but of course, Cowboys been the Cowboys, you know, they let me down, broke my heart.
Yeah. Well, they got screwed. They got screwed from early in the year. What are they supposed to do? They screwed up from early this season.
Yeah, screwed up losing to the Cardinals at home and a couple other games they lost, man. But, you know, it's going to take a miracle now because the Eagles got to lose out and the Cowboys got to win out, you know, and we all know that's not going to happen.
Good luck for the Cowboys. Their season's about to end soon, too. How about that?
Yeah. And so the Ravens, right? I'm a little nervous about their playoff chances now.
It's very, very simple, Rashawn. It's very, very simple. They play Pittsburgh to end the season. Right. Let's see what they do in that final game. Done. That's it. Like, don't be nervous. I mean, you're just going to be nervous for the next 3 weeks. You're going to make me nervous, and I don't get nervous, okay? Just chill out.
They got some tough games because nobody knew the Patriots was going to be back in red form this year, you know, like nobody knew that, and then the Packers.
Do you take drugs for being nervous? I mean, prescription drugs, of course.
No, you sound like Rob Long now, man, from the morning show in Baltimore, man. Like, stop with that nervous stuff and, you know.
Yeah, nobody want to hear that. Like that. Hey, listen, you said you're going to call me on Monday. Call me on Monday. Do that, okay? Call me after they take on the Patriots and lose, okay?
And so you got them losing to the Patriots too on Sunday night.
I don't, but at least if you're going to have some type of emotion, save them for Sunday and don't worry about it between Wednesday and now, okay? Or then.
That's true, JR. You know, so hopefully Monday, my tune, you know, my tune will be a little bit different when I call in.
Well, let's see what happens.
And I'm calling back tomorrow, too. You won't add tomorrow. You won't add tomorrow, right?
I'm going to be. Hey, we got 3 days left. Wednesday, Thursday, and Monday. Okay.
Okay. I'm calling every day then until you're off the head, man. How about that? Right. You know.
Thank you, Rashawn. Appreciate you for calling from Baltimore. Right, okay. Cheers. Bye.
All right. No problem, man.
All right. Peace. Shout outs to Rashawn calling from Baltimore. Hey, Bacha, why are people calling me like I'm John Cena, like I'm gonna tap out and disappear off the face of the earth?
I don't know. Maybe people don't listen other ways. Maybe the radio here. Maybe they hear me out. They don't listen on like the Odyssey app or something like that. So when they turn on the affiliate,
Bacha, you thinking too damn hard.
I know. It takes like 3 seconds to Google you.
You're thinking too hard. You're thinking too hard. It's very simple. People like the show, Bacha. You think it too hard, Bacha.
It's true.
You think it too hard. It's okay. Don't use your brain. Don't use it. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to take a break. And we come back. I know Tua got benched. And Miami Dolphins not winning no championship. They're nowhere close to winning the title. We come back on the other side of the break. I'm going to take a look at more of your calls. And I'm going to tell you about a team that won a title last night. I don't know if their fans are happy. I don't know if they're happy, but they are champs. We're going to talk about the New York Knicks winning the NBA Cup. 888-710-4ISN. Yeah, 3 days left. It's the JR Sport Re-Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, we talked about Tua Tagovailoa. He just got benched. They said, sit down. You're out of here. They're going to start Quinn Ewers in their next game against the Cincinnati Bengals. There's no guarantee that Quinn Ewers will start for the rest of the season, but you might as well give him a look. And NFL action. I don't think it's so much about, oh, he's so much better than Zach Wilson. But the reality is we've seen Zach Wilson. Like, he's got a crack. He's got a chance. He's got an opportunity. You might as well throw Quinn Ewers out there and see what he can do. No harm, no foul. If he sucks, he sucks. If not, you throw Zach out there. Maybe you put Tua back into the situation, okay? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. These are all things that have developed since Monday. Also, Matthew Judon has been released by the Miami Dolphins. This edge rusher, this veteran edge rusher, he can now go on and continue his life trying to leech off of another NFL team. Because I think I'm not going to say he's washed up. I'm not going to say that the guy is cooked. But he's not somebody that's going to go out there and just light the world on fire. This season for the Dolphins, zero sacks. Some team will add him. They'll be like, oh, we need a pass rusher. Maybe he'll help. Let's see where he ends up, okay? 888-710-4IS. And also, how about this last night? This is good news. Congratulations to the New York Knicks. The Knicks haven't won a championship since 1973, and now they got one. Not an NBA championship, but an NBA Cup championship. The third edition, a third season of it. It took place in Vegas last night. The Knicks started to blaze the San Antonio Spurs late in the third quarter and the fourth, and they ended up winning 124-113. Victor Wembanyama came off the bench. He had 18 points. Unfortunately, he shared after the game, you know, he had a loss in his family. It was reported, he didn't announce it publicly, that he lost his grandmother, which is a very tough thing. I know many people can relate to. And San Antonio Spurs are going to continue to get better. The New York Knicks are going to try to go and advance towards the real NBA championship come June. This is a big deal. This is what Jalen Brunson had to say about winning the NBA Cup.
I mean, I'm very excited. It's a goal of ours that we get to check off, and it's an important stepping stone for us. And we can still learn from this game and get better as well.
Well, yeah, that's it. You can't celebrate winning the NBA Cup. All you got to do is say, "Oh, we won what was in front of us, and now let's keep on going." It's really that simple. This is nothing to celebrate. The New York Knicks are so big a losers, or they've been so big losers over the past, 25 years, that even last year, getting into the postseason, they over here putting up signs of the players' names in the street. They gave these guys street signs in the postseason. Like, what are we doing? Tell me you're a loser without being a loser. It's like the epitome of act like you've been there before. The Knicks is like, have y'all forgot how to actually win? A street sign for what? 888-710-4ISN. And then on the San Antonio Spurs side, I told you, they're going to continue to get better and better and better. Victor Wembanyama, he talked about how their team, how this get better.
I guess it's the best practice for important games because it's our focus is already on the playoffs, and it's the biggest time. Playoffs are going to be the biggest time of the year, so I guess it's good that we got this experience today.
Yeah, they got the experience is the greatest teacher. You got to be through it. You got to go through it. You got to understand it so you can move forward. Congratulations to the New York Knicks. And I heard they're not going to be putting up a banner. I'll get into that in a little while. No banner for the New York Knicks. 888-710-4ISN. Speaking of New York, let's go to Western New York and talk to Shane, calling from one of my favorite places with one of the best breweries in the country. Let's talk to Shane from Rochester. You're on the JR Sportbeat Show. What's up, Shane?
Hey, shout out to you for knowing a little bit about Rochester.
I know about Kodak. I know about Kodak. I know about the Falls. I know about that big mural of Martin Luther King. I know about Genesee Brewery. What do you want me to tell you about the colleges up there, Shane? I've been around the world, man.
This guy knows ball.
Yeah, what do you think? I've never been in Rochester. I've been in Rochester.
Well, that's awesome. My question was pertaining to the NFL. I know we touched on the NBA champs, not named the Thunder. I'm curious who you think are teams that are flying under the radar, are better than people are giving credit to in the NFL.
In the NFL? I don't know. Teams that people are not giving credit to? None. I mean, yeah. There's none of these teams that stand out to me. Like, we've talked about this a lot on the show over the past several weeks and months. The normal teams that you would expect to sit at the top of the mountain are not good right now. We know the Kansas City Chiefs have formally been eliminated. There will be no AFC championship. There won't be a Super Bowl for them. The Ravens are not looking good. Philadelphia is looking kind of crazy right now. We are going to talk about A.J. Brown. There's rumors that he might get moved in the offseason. I don't have a team that's jumping out at me that I got to go, oh, my God, they're going to shock anybody. Like, I don't believe in no damn Jacksonville Jaguars. I don't believe in them. Do you?
Not particularly, but there are teams that I don't think.
Yes, I got more questions. You ready?
The 49ers, I don't think, are being taken super seriously. And if not for Sam Darnold's postseason struggles last year, I think Seattle Seahawks would
correct.
Less of an afterthought.
I agree. Look, there's always a possibility that any of the teams that you just mentioned can go on one of these magic runs. When I think about teams, it's real flat and period, okay? Who do I think is capable of winning a championship? Are the 49ers capable of winning one? Yeah. Am I expecting it? No. Would I favor it? Hell no. I mean, I'm looking at teams like the Los Angeles Rams. I feel good about them. I would feel good about the Green Bay Packers if they still had Michael Parsons. They do not. Maybe Philadelphia is able to hit a switch and turn things around. I would take Buffalo over New England. So, there's not a lot of teams that I'm just like, oh, everybody got a weakness. Like, if I see Sam Darnold in the Super Bowl, then I'll be damned, okay? Let's just put it that way. I'll be damned. I don't care what their record is.
Yeah, that's the beauty of the NFL this year. It's wide open, and whatever team is lucky enough to win four straight,
yeah,
it might just feel like that luck.
Hey, that's why they play the games. Everybody needs to be happy. At least Kansas City's out of the AFC. And unfortunately, Patrick Mahomes is rehabbing his damn knee. So we'll see how things go. It should be fun.
Fair enough. Yeah. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you, Shane. Have a beer for me, okay?
Will do.
Thank you. Man, I was telling somebody about a Genesee Brewery up there in Rochester. 888-710-4ISN. We're going to go from Rochester, New York to Tampa, Florida. Dave, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, I'm going to keep on the New York vibe. 1973, when they played, I was 13 years old, and I started playing basketball, man. I ended up playing until I was 50 years old with Clyde Frazier, man. Clyde. I was lucky enough to watch him.
Wow. Clyde is He's a great dude. I didn't see Clyde. I was not born yet. I've been able to meet him and talk to him. And he's as cool and smooth as can be. And a matter of fact, I must remind everybody, in about 90 minutes, I'm going to share a new top six list. And today, the top six list are going to be some of my favorite interviews ever. I'm going to tell you my favorite JR Sport Brief interviews. Clyde Frazier ain't on the list. Sorry, Clyde.
Hey, JR, Tua, yes. I was a big fan of his. I didn't really get to see him this year. You tell me, JR, you always have your finger on the pulse. Did they have a personality clash? I'm talking about the coach. Or was it his play? Or is this jobber McMichael's doing this to save his job? Which one is it?
Oh, you talking about Mike McDaniel?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Well, listen, keep in mind, and we didn't mention this, and it's my fault. What a terrible radio host I am. Chris Greer, the general manager, he got fired, okay? He got the boot. They fired him. They didn't fire Mike McDaniel, but they fired the GM. And so there has to be an understanding. I don't know, and we're going to find out. Things are going to get crazy probably in the offseason. Is Mike McDaniel the pet project for the owner, Stephen Ross? Who is going to come in and run football operations? Who's going to be the GM? Are they going to want to eat Tua Tagovailoa's salary? I think everything should be very clear. This iteration of the team with Tua is not going to go anywhere. Tua is going to eventually be gone. I don't care if they got to eat the money. Ain't nobody trading for him. Tyreek Hill is going to be gone. The guy's knee got blown to shreds. The general manager is gone. It's pretty clear that they need a reset.
Yeah. All right, JR, was it mostly a personality clash or was it a play, do you think?
Nah, ain't no personality. Have you heard Tua Tagovailoa speak? Yeah, ain't no personality there, buddy. So ain't no personality clash. You can watch him throw 15 interceptions leading the NFL. I think that's the bigger problem. Well, thank you, Dave. Yeah, Dave is busy. He's at that drive-thru. God bless him. And you go to a drive-thru here in Atlanta, you will never get through. That's just a terrible, horrific thing. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Yeah, Tua would have to have a personality to have a personality clash. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. We're going to talk about the New York Knicks, why they are not raising a banner. And then speaking of personality, I didn't know Puka Nacua had a little bit of a personality. He had enough of one to absolutely destroy the NFL referees. We'll get into that on the other side of the break. I'll get into more of your calls. But right now, let's get into a news flash. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Next hour, we're going to be joined by Josh Moser, WSVN 7 News down in Miami. We'll get all the information about Tua Tagovailoa's benching, what could come next for him, in addition to Mike McDaniel. There's a lot to discuss, including Tyreek Hill and his future. So we'll have that conversation. You want more information? Let's go straight to Miami. We'll have that chat with Josh Moser. Also, all this movement potentially in the NFL, A.J. Brown. Could A.J. Brown be on the move? this offseason. We'll get into that. Also told you about Puka Nacua. Not necessarily the biggest fan of the NFL referees right now. I think he's going to get himself a nice little fine. So there's a lot that we're going to discuss and get into as the show continues on. 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to Delaware and talk to Chuck. Chuck, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hi, JR. It's an honor to speak to you. I do have a question, but hopefully you allow me to say thank you first. I've been listening to your show for years. I look forward to 6 o'clock every day, and I do hope you find something better, but it's still sad. I mean, there's just so much talent on this network, and I just don't see how what's coming next is – it's certainly not an improvement, but – I want to thank you. You are a master of your craft. You make it look easy. I know it's not.
Well, thank you, Chuck. I appreciate you for the kind words. What else is on your mind? Thank you.
I guess Jalen Hurts. Well, you mentioned A.J. Brown. I'm a Eagles fan. You mentioned A.J. Brown. It made me think of Jalen Hurts. They've been on him mercilessly since he started with that team. If you remember, the first year, the Eagles were doing everything they could to push Doug Peterson out, and Carson Wentz was just a disaster, and he came in at the end of the season. But I think he's been terrific. I don't know why people are just so quick to criticize him and find fault with him. I mean, he's a great quarterback, and he's a great person.
You're talking about Jalen Hurts. I was thinking, like, you're talking about A.J. Brown?
No, I'm sorry. That made me think of Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
You know, I'm not thinking about A.J. Brown.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's because he's not the Philadelphia Eagles just won the Super Bowl. And they won the Super Bowl by punching everybody in the mouth. It wasn't some glamorous boxing session. This wasn't, some fancy pretty boy out there being all fancy and spectacular. They literally won by punching you in the mouth. They were bigger and stronger than everybody, and they utilized that. And so here we are. And by the way, this is a Philadelphia Eagles team that is 9-5. They got a couple of powder puff games that are left. They got 2 against Washington and 1 against Buffalo. Look, let's see what they do in the postseason. That's it. And so I get it. Jalen Hurts is not pushing the ball down the field. He's not throwing it all over the place like he's Matthew Stafford, So it's not sexy to people. And Saquon Barkley's had a down year. I know a lot of this I would attribute to the change in the offensive line, as well as the defensive line that have gone through changes based on last year. So I'm not ready to put a fork in him. I think when you have success, especially in a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately world, people are always going to have something to complain about. Shout out to my main man in Philadelphia, Hugh Douglas. I mean, I've had this conversation with him. I've had this conversation with other people in Philly. And it's just like, look, they're winning, but people are going to complain. That's just human nature. So I wouldn't drive too much into it. And I think Jalen Hurts, he understands
annoying,
it.
That's all.
It is annoying. Yeah. Well, a lot of people are annoying. That's one of the reasons why they may say A.J. Brown goodbye. He can ball out and play, but he's a pain in the ass. We'll see,
Chuck. Now, do you think that could just be the Eagles positioning themselves to get him to shut his mouth and just play?
No, I don't think so. I mean, the guy, he's got his contracts. He's got his money. He's been a Pro Bowler. He's been all pro. He's been all of the things. There's nothing for him to do. He's firmly entrenched. His NFL career is good. I mean, the most that he could do is make more money. So it's not like he's on an upswing. It's not like he's on a downswing. He kind of is what he is right now. And so if I'm him,
I'm sick of hearing about him.
I'm sure, and I'm sick of listening to him complain. But, hey, every NFL year you need some wide receiver who needs to bitch and convetch, and now it's his turn again.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much. God bless you. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much. Shout-outs to Chuck for calling from Delaware. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We got Kent. He's calling from Virginia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Kent?
Hey, JR, how you all doing today?
I'm great. How are you, man?
I'm doing all right. I just pulled over the side of the road. I'm at a truck stop, and I'm a truck driver.
Okay.
If you had a choice of having a defense coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys, who would you pick?
Oh, my God, man. I don't know. Sitting around all these coordinators, I don't know. Like, what are we gonna we're gonna find you know, Rex Ryan's dad? Are we gonna dig him up? I mean, that's tough, Kent.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I mean, I'm just trying to get from your opinion and your point of view from it. See,
yeah,
you...
I don't. When I sit down and watch a football game, I think more about the players who are on the field. I mean, we could start thinking about all the coordinators across the league and guys who have jobs. I'm not thinking about I'm thinking about the players. And one thing I know in particular is that the Dallas Cowboys, they played too many games with Michael Parsons. Unfortunately, the guy just ripped up his damn knee. They played too many games with him. And it was too late in the game for them to add a game wrecker in the middle and Quinnen Williams. I mean, to go ahead and pair him with Kenny Clark. So asking me about who they should add as defensive coordinator, I don't know. Who's going to be available? Like, I don't, some guy will get fired somewhere. Some guy will come out of college. You know, I have no idea. Schottenheimer's going to call one of his best friends from a bunch of years ago. I don't know. That's a tough one. It's not like these coaches are just sitting around out here, let alone the coordinators.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, because they're trying to say the defense coordinator from the 49ers. They got a couple others from different places.
Oh, Rob, but if I'm Rob Saleh, am I going to leave the 49ers and my friend and where I've probably had the most success in my career to join the crap show or the bleep show or the circus that is Jerry Jones?
I wouldn't think so, but, you know, money talks. You know how that goes.
I don't know. Yeah, money talks and the common sense sometimes is better, you know, because common sense will tell you if you join the Dallas Cowboys, then you're leaving a good situation that you have with the 49ers to join the circus. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's true. All right, well, y'all have a good Merry Christmas. Sorry about the show and everything. I'm going to try to keep up with y'all with the new shows and everything. And y'all have a good Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. All right,
you
guys?
You as well. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, Kent. Thank you. What part of Virginia you in right now?
I am close. I live in close to Richmond, Virginia, but I'm in Texas right now.
Oh, you're in Texas right now. All right. Shout out to Henrico County. And you know, I know about Richmond. I know a lot about it, Kent.
Okay.
Right. Oh, yeah. Go Chesterfield Town for me when you get back, okay?
All right.
Okay. Yeah, Midlothian. I know. Hey, thank you, Kent. Appreciate you. Botcha, everybody be surprised. I've been around Botcha. People are like, oh, you know. Yeah, I know that. Of course I do. Why wouldn't I?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you remember someplace that's cool and good?
Well, who said it was cool and good? I just remember a lot of places.
Oh, cool.
You know, so I remember these places. Yeah, I'm a national sports radio guy who's actually, you know, been nationally around these places in these parts. So what do you want from me? I know a thing or two or three. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, thank you for all the wonderful calls, okay? Phone lines are still open if you want to give a holler. And another hour from now, I'm going to give you my top six favorite JR Sport Brief interviews. Yeah, we got 3 days left after today. We just got two. Tomorrow and Monday. When we come back, we'll talk about these complaining-ass wide receivers. More on the JR Sport Brief show. Don't move.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.